culture, the music,
all the hits.
Best mix of hip-hop
hit
on the
hype.
On the
number one hit music
on 98.4 Capital FM.
Wanake, you have Fully Focused featuring the equally talented Sophia Nzau. It's all happening on your best mix of music, 98.4 at Capital FM, the place that gives you the finest hip-hop and R&B. How are you doing, Focus? It's been a little mini minute.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I think the last time you were on the show was a year ago?
It was definitely a year ago.
Yeah, I want to say it was about March,
yeah,
2023.
Yeah, that's true. So this is like our annual thing.
Yeah. This seems to be how we meet up unless I'm going to one of your events.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which never happens by the
way. Oh, please. What do you mean? I'm at the Passport Experiences.
I'm joking.
You can't do me like that. The way I was at Amara, sending it. How have you been though, my love?
I've been good, just working as usual.
Yeah, just winning.
I mean, you know when God says, it's your time, go.
Yeah.
Just go.
When he says, nobody can say no.
So that's all I'm doing. I'm just flowing with the instructions.
You definitely are. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we can catch up on a trillion things. Mm-hmm. But the main thing that I want us to catch up on is your new signee.
Yes.
Yes, a very talked about player in the game.
Yes.
That is Sophia Nzau.
Yes, indeed.
So how did this all come to be? I know she wanted to be here today, and unfortunately Sophia won't be joining us, even though you saw her on the poster.
Yes.
As life sometimes does, it just tells you got to be somewhere else, and it be like that sometimes. Yes. So we gonna respect that. Yeah. But I do want to know, like, what's a guan? How did this meeting happen and everything go down?
Sure. So I was in the States in the summer.
Uh-huh.
And doing touring, and then when it was time to come back here,
yeah,
as soon as I landed,
mm-hmm,
I was looking for new music to be posting and sharing with my audience.
Okay.
And there's a song that had just dropped the day before.
Mm.
The day before.
I Met Dead. Uh-huh.
And
how interesting, because you had just come from Kenya, right?
I literally landed on Wednesday. Actually, it came out the day I landed.
Okay.
So I landed on Wednesday.
How fortuitous. Uh-huh.
It came out on Wednesday. On Thursday, I'm looking for music, and I was like, whoa, what is this? So I heard it again, just researching, and I was like, oh, there's a song, and it's different, but it says, the song is called Mwaki.
Yeah.
But the artist says Zerb. So so I was like,
That's not adding up. Yeah. And you're saying Zerb is from Brazil.
Right. So even at that time, yeah, researched, and I was like, who's this or whatever. It's like, okay, this is not adding up. Anyway, so I posted the song, and I said, it was like five songs. That was the first one that I posted. And I said, this is an amazing song. I need to know who's the name of this artist.
Right.
Nobody, I was like, unheard of, whatever it is. And I posted it, and a few hours later, this lady DMs me. Hi, my name is Sophia. I'm the one who did the vocals. And at that time, she had like 1,000 followers on IG. It was like barely anything. And so I was just like, yo, you have an amazing voice. This is dope. And I was like, everybody needs to follow her. So I'm just like, everybody follow her, support her and everything. And I said, I would love to do a song with you. At that time, all I was thinking about doing is one song with her.
Right.
So she's like, sure, cool. So I met up with her probably 3-4 days later. And
in the States.
No. This is not when I... This
oh,
is here.
You
this
landing
is,
here.
Is,
excuse
yeah,
me. Okay.
Kenya. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. So when I met up with her and her husband, Jack, shout out to Jack,
mm-hmm,
I got to understand that there was a lot more complications with her situation, because how the song came about was a sample.
Right.
It wasn't a full collaboration. Uh-huh. Hence, all these different things.
Right.
And so at that point, I realized, okay, so there's a few complications here. What can I help you with? Mm-hmm. I said, here's what I think you should do. ABC, I was just giving free game. And the first thing that they said was, wow, you're the first person who's actually given us advice that actually clears up what's in my head. Because a lot was starting to happen.
It must have been so scary to even meet up with you, another industry person, because I have always wondered actually what that story is.
Absolutely.
I remember there was something that she posted, and it was something like, if you do listen to the song or stream it on this place, she'll get, like, Zerb gave her
was giving her some sort of royalties?
Yes. So at that time he wasn't.
Okay.
At that time he wasn't. Okay. And what I quickly realized is, okay, she needs some advice.
Yeah.
She needs guidance.
Yeah.
Because
the music industry will bend you over.
They will eat you up.
Yeah. It's a scary place. It's a really 100%. Scary place. Yeah.
The good thing is Jack knew about me. She actually.
Okay. She didn't know who you were.
Yeah. Exactly. So Jack knew about him and you know, explained. I said, okay, cool. So when we spoke is when I said, okay, this is what I think you should do. You should do whatever. But it was literally on some free game.
Right.
Let me just advise you.
Right.
I was not expecting anything in return. I wasn't even talking about working with them long term.
Mm.
It was just like, this is dope. We have a Kenyan artist who has a dope voice, whatever it is.
Right.
And I do it that. But every day they would call me. They would call me like, hey, what do we do about this? How do we go about this? What do we do about this? And I would just give free advice.
Mm.
After a while, now a week later, things had just now spiked like crazy.
Right.
There's so much that's happening. The song is now viral.
Right.
It went very fast. And it was obvious that there was going to be just a lot more happening. And they reached out to me and said, how can we work together long term? And I actually refused.
Oh, interesting.
I refused. Uh-huh. I said, I don't want to do it because I've worked with a lot of Kenyan artists and I don't think you understand what it takes to play at the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about talent. It's about discipline. It's about dedication. It's about workflow. All these different things.
Which I do hear a lot of Kenyan artists lack.
They don't. A lot of them don't. That's just the reality. It's enough for when you're playing local.
Yeah.
When you're playing like on a different level, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And so
they can have all the talent in the world, but people get very frustrated.
Correct. Because I work with artists who have talent, but that's
yeah,
not it.
Talent is not actually what gets you ahead in the world. Yeah. It is that drive, that focus, that staying hungry.
Correct. And I said the relationships I have and the place we could possibly go together does require you to play at a different place that I'm not sure you're ready for. And they said, no, we're ready. We're willing to make this happen and blah, 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 whatever it is. And I said, all right. So there's a couple of complications with your situation, but I'm willing to assist with, here and there.
Yeah.
So after refusing and thinking about it, I said, okay, fine, let's do this. But I had to let them know that this is something we win together, we lose together.
Mm.
We're just going to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
On together. And that's how now it landed to me signing her, on the Passport Music Group label.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's an adventure and a half.
Yeah.
You guys already heard Mwanake, and I'm sure that track sounds very familiar because it's an oldie. It's an oldie but goldie.
Yeah.
That you guys have reworked.
Sure.
And I want to talk about what you guys are doing with that music because I actually just had a very interesting conversation with one of my colleagues. So keep it locked because we're going to jump into that in just a bit. Talk to us if you have any questions at The Hype 984 hashtag Believe The Hype. You can talk to Fully Focus as well. Claro que sí. At Fully Focus. It's as simple as that. At Sophia Nzao _ if you want to speak to her as well. At Wanjira L, at Listen to Slick. We are absolutely having a wonderful time. Gevia Modo. Fully Focus, Sophia Nzao. It's all happening right here on your best mix of music, 98.4. Capital FM, the place that gives you the best when it comes to hip-hop and R&B. How are you doing and where are you listening in from? I'm seeing lots of great feedback from you here on the timeline. Happy that you're enjoying yourselves. Mad, that goes for you, Andrew. You, Edwin, who said that you could listen to my voice all day. Thank you so much. Champ the Dawn. I see you as well. We're still making sure that we vibe out till 10 in the p.m. I still have Fully Focus here. Letting us know how he and Sophia got to link up and kind of do a ting that has led to something really special. So you initially were like, I don't even know if I want to sign you. Mm-hmm. We had this whole story. Now you sign her.
Yeah.
And what happened from there? Because she was just singing at Ultra at a huge stage.
Yeah. So the reality of it is when the song started going viral, it was only a matter of time before, anybody was going to sign her, with that situation. But which is how every artist kind of blows.
Yeah.
Is you're first doing your thing and then somebody gets to sign you. But the big difference that needed to happen this time is for business to be done right.
Mm.
That was a big, that for me, that was a whole thing. It's right. Like, I was like, okay, she's about to go up, but at least let her be, let things be done the right way and let me surround her with the right team.
Right.
So that was the first thing. And one, the first main thing was negotiating the right percentages for the royalty with Mwaki. Mm-hmm. That was the first order of business. Then the next order of business is also making sure that anything that they do with that song, she gets the benefit from.
Right, because at first she was getting played.
Correct, uh-huh. Correct. That was the thing. First of all, shout out to Kenyans on Twitter and on TikTok for just going in and making sure and causing and a lot of noise and saying, why isn't her name on the track?
KOT can be your best friend or your worst enemy, like, but there's something really beautiful about when they want to get together and be your best friend, they are so good at it, and it leads to wonderful things like what we're seeing now.
Exactly. So they handle their part and I handle my part. The negotiating and all these different things. Then after that, it was just about getting her in the studio with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, because I was like, look, we can't just live off one record.
Right. Okay.
So let's think ahead.
I'm dead.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because and I'm saying because I've been with and around artists who have had, you know, big records, but it comes and goes.
Right.
So it was just about, okay, so things like, you know, Diplo, like let me get you in the studio with Diplo. So you guys work on a, you know, something else. While they were working on a remix, it's now about, you know, there's 2-3 other records they've worked on together now.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And many other different people.
Mm-hmm.
And then
can we hear about the different people?
I can't say
it. You were waiting for me to ask that too. I can't say it.
All I can tell you is that when I say it's on that Diplo Major Lazer level.
Okay.
That level.
Okay.
And it's
very sick. Okay.
So that happens. And that's all I've been doing all along is just kind of molding, you know, guiding here and there. So even when you talk about Ultra, what happened is I saw Major League was performing at Ultra, and I've known those guys for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, hey, I text one of them and I said, yo, we're actually planning on being in South Africa to shoot a couple of videos and a few other things.
Right.
One of them is the one record you just played, Gave Ya Motor. We shot it in South Africa.
Okay, sick.
So I was like, we're going to be in town. I see you guys are performing in Ultra. It would be dope if we actually bring her on stage on your set. And they're like, absolutely, let's make it
happen.
That's
so sick.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's what happened. We went there and she was, you know, they brought her out and it was amazing from like 50,000 people. It was insane.
Yeah.
And
how did she handle it?
She was nervous at first.
Yeah.
Because like there's a part where.
Well, because it's also like there are 50,000 people.
One, it's 50,000 people.
Yeah, that's not like she's getting thrown onto huge stages really quickly.
Right, right. And so. Again, so the one thing that I've constantly done with her is even when we're doing little or big shows, like affirming her, like you're meant for this moment.
Right.
This is you.
Right,
own
right.
it. Take it. You
right.
don't go whatever it is. But then I was little things like, because again, Ultra is a DJ.
Right. Know, it is. Event.
It's
a, yeah.
It's not an artist
it's
event.
It's not an artist event. So, precisely. So also
like,
what I was wondering.
Yeah. So like little things like I went and make sure like the area she'd perform in. I was like, you got to climb that table where the equipment is. And so it's like, oh, my God, I'm scared of heights. I'm like, listen, it's your moment.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, it's your problem. Who told you to sing songs that people want to hear? So now you got to live up to this.
I love that. It's your fault. It's your talented fault.
So now we're here. So you got to do this.
Right.
So she went and did that, you know, just guiding here and there. And the reception was amazing. The interesting thing is. The Major League DJ's remix of Mwaki came out literally a day before that.
Oh, sick.
So it's still perfect.
Fresh and like, yeah.
It's perfect. And even for them, they were now eager also to kind of
have her
out there. So we did that. And then, of course, you know, a few days after that, we also got in the studio with them. She's done like 2-3 songs with them as well.
Epic.
So that's all.
Originals or because that's what also
100% originals.
100% originals. Because what I also find interesting is that the first tracks that we're getting from her as a signed artist are classics that you guys have remixed.
For sure.
Now, something that I found really interesting about this is a friend of mine was like, you know, think about it, Wanj. This is also a new way for the younger generations to get in touch with songs that we heard our parents play.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that kind of the purpose behind it? I'm curious.
For sure.
Because she's a girl who hails from Muranga.
Correct. So first of all, the way the records happen is she was booked to play at a show in December. And this show wanted a live performance, like full, you know, they do bands and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. This past December.
And so what happened is she went to get a guitarist to, you know, accompany her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the rehearsal, the guitarist was like, I don't want to do this anymore. So they already started rehearsing. And then he actually quit.
Oh. Okay.
So she could, yeah. So her and Jack, her husband, came to my place, and it was, you know, they were disappointed. Like, okay, what are we going to do now? It's like 2-3 weeks before the event.
Right.
And I said, well, you're actually making house music. So it's more DJ driven music.
Yeah, that's true.
It's actually not band music.
Yeah.
So I said, what we're going to do is I'll DJ for you. And then the thing is, let's arrange this show. You're a new artist. You can't get on stage and do 30, 40 minutes of songs people have never heard of.
Right.
So let's cut the show in two parts. The first half, you're going to sing your music. Then the second half, we're going to do covers of Kikuyu songs because that's what you're doing.
Sick. Now, do you speak Kikuyu?
Very, very fluently, despite those people who've said it's AI on my IG and TikTok.
Which is hilarious and what we need to get down to, because apparently folks think that you're not about this life.
I do actually not know my handy.
Don't believe the Maheni. This guy knows his ish. Okay, very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how we, so in the process.
So you guys are able to bond further over that because you're not approaching it as a foreigner.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. So there's a relatability that's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's how those songs came about. And basically I was playing on my laptop and I'm playing some of those old school Kikuyu songs. Initially I was just going to use them as a way to hype. And then and then I remember I muted the words on one of the songs, and then she sang it, and I was like, oh my god, you sound so beautiful. It was actually Monake Yawedo. And I said, you sound so beautiful on this, we should actually make, you know, songs like this. And so that's how that project, you know, came about. It went from one song to another song to another song, and it was just a collaborative effort with everybody. Myself, Sophia, even Jack, you know, and everything. So it was just like, this makes sense. So initially this project was just us using those songs for her performances. But then we put a tease on IG and TikTok. People really loved it. And we were like, you know what, let's just put it out as, as a project.
Let's do a thing.
That's what we hear.
Obviously the artists get, you know, their residuals?
100%.
Amazing.
So like, when I say 100%, I mean like, yes, they do.
Yeah, no, I know. Of course not. They're getting 100%. Yeah. You also have to make a cut.
Yeah. One of the most important things was for us to get the business right. So like, for instance, with Monake, as soon as we were done with all that, I said, even before we, you know, put any teaser or any mention of these songs out there, let's reach out to, like, at that point it was JB with, like, you know, Monake, Tigamote, Komote. And I said, if JB does not clear it or accept it, we can't even put it out.
Yeah, you can't.
Just even on some. And at that time, not only had we finished the record, we actually even had shot a teaser. You know, one of those hanging mic teasers and everything. But I said, it doesn't matter what we've done. If he doesn't clear it, we can't do it. So what happened is we met a few times. I was able to get his contact. And then we met a few times with him and his team. And at first, he just wanted an upfront payment.
Yeah.
Because he said, artists, they don't get royalties.
Right.
They always promise, but they never see them.
It's true. It's fine.
And so I said, okay, fine. So we gave him his whatever fee he was asking for, but it didn't sit right with me. I said, you know what? Myself and Sophia were global streaming artists, so we can be able to, this is going to generate revenue.
Right.
That he should be able to see and live
off.
And so in addition to that fee that we paid him, I decided to say, we're going to also give you a percentage of the royalties.
Amazing.
So no matter how big this song gets, you still get that. You know what I'm saying?
Very dope. Yeah, indeed. I mean, I think that makes a hell of a lot of sense, right? It's the right way to go about things. It's also the right way if you're gonna do something, do it correctly. And this is you both honoring, you know, absolutely. I'm sure there must be a tie into that. Also honoring the greats who have come before you.
100%.
Right? Our predecessors.
Yeah.
And in a way, our ancestors. I mean, they're still with us, you know, these guys, but are some of them at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a very, very dope thing. All right, stick around. Still got more that I want to chat about with my boy over here, a.k.a. Fully Focused. So don't even think about touching that dial. You can talk to us at The Hype, at 984, at Fully Focused, at Listen to Slick, at Wanjira L, hashtag Believe the Hype. You do. If you don't know this song, I'm sorry, but straight up, you're not Kenyan.
For sure.
This is one of our national anthems. For real, for real.
In the bar, unfortunately.
Like seriously. In the bar. far, no less. So a song about Jesus. How are you doing? We see you enjoying yourselves. Glad that you are having a grand old time, Al. Continue listening. You already know what the vibes are here to do it up, to also, you know, put a focus on what Fully Focus and Sophia and Zhao got guanin, which is something really incredible to me because as Focus and I were just talking about, you know, this is something that, this is a project that I think is beautiful for our culture, for posterity, and it's a way to connect. You know, I was telling him that I just find what he and Sophia have started out with quite brilliant for a number of reasons, and that being that hopefully this is a way that we can start celebrating Kenyan culture across the board. If we can get, you know, traditional and folk Luya songs and Kisii songs and Luo songs and all that with whatever, whether it's on a hip-hop beat or an Amapiano beat or a house beat or an EDM beat, it's really cool.
It's very necessary because, first of all, we're actually late to that.
Yeah.
Because if you look at Afrobeats or Amapiano, they are 100% doing it
in their mother
own
tongue.
Dialect.
Right.
So why shouldn't we?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing that we should be doing. We should be exploring the gold, which is our culture.
Yes.
And then sharing with the rest of the world. And it's important for us to own it as well.
Yes.
Because if we don't, then you have just random people from the outside exploring that, yet us wishing.
And by exploring, I think you mean exploiting.
Exploit. Let me be clear.
Yeah, let's be very clear here.
Exploiting.
Because I know what happened with Columbus. He was an explorer.
Oh,
too.
Yes. And now everything is named after them and him. And
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Nah,
okay.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Okay.
That's why you have people like me in the industry.
Right.
So, and I'll be honest.
And I was giving props to UG as well. Because
yeah.
DJ UG was very fascinating because I was listening to his project and I was like, oh, you have Luo. That's really beautiful.
I need
you know,
to
he's a Kisumu boy.
Okay, I haven't listened
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, and
it out.
I think you need to. It's very dope.
Yeah.
It's very dope. And so I just love seeing this crossover. I'm sure there's a way that you guys will work together.
For
you know
sure.
what I'm saying?
For
it's
sure.
funky.
Yeah, we again, we have, what is it, 47, 48 tribes now? So there's so much culture that we all have. And the beauty is, you see the thing, I want everybody to do this. The thing that you like, if you're into, let's say, hip-hop or whether it's EDM or dancehall, whatever that outside foreign culture that you like, just look at where you come from, tap in, and then package it exactly like the thing that you like out there. That's all we're doing.
Yes.
We're just repackaging it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're just moving away from the old traditional things that we grew up with in terms of that style of packaging because now you have exposure.
Right.
Now you have something else you can look at and say, okay, how do I package it this way?
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
But let it be our own culture that we're sharing with the world.
1,000,000,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to see what you guys have coming up for us.
For sure.
How much more you got in that bag. And yo, there's stuff in that bag, y'all. It's looking real sexy. I'm very excited for these guys and everything that they got going on. I know you're having a release party.
Yes.
Monday.
Yes.
Easter Monday. That's going to be terribly fun. I'm absolutely going to rock up. We also have tickets to give away between this week and next. So, guys.
Actually, only this week because, I mean, Easter Monday.
Oh, Easter Monday is this Monday.
It's
excuse
already
me.
Next week.
Yes.
Like,
jeez.
Time is already in April. Can you believe that?
Boo. Can we not do this? That's the only
I'm
thing. I got to ask. You're stressing me. That's the only thing I'm going to ask us not to do. So I'll start giving away tickets from today up until Friday, y'all.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're tuned in. So and listening, you know, quite well, because I'm going to test you how well you've been listening to everything we've been chatting about. Any live performances outside of Monday coming up? I know, of course, Sophia is going to perform for us Monday.
Yeah. Again, to be clear, it's the release party for Kikuyu House, the EP.
Yes.
That you
for
just
the
heard.
Yeah, everything that we've just listened to. The four tracks.
Correct, right. And the event is still Password Experience, so you know what to expect.
Mm.
It's Easter Monday, April 1st at Alchemist from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's
right.
a day party.
Yes.
And, you know, my day parties, we actually keep time. So come.
So don't play around, in other words.
Don't
I've
play
actually
around.
Been to your events, and it's actually very true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't. This is not like African timing.
Okay, so are you actually going to pull up this time?
Because
this is on record.
I'm
I just
dead.
Want to say that.
First of all, I have pulled up, and the fact that you don't
okay,
remember.
Okay, okay. No, I do remember.
Oh, you do remember. Oh,
I
yeah,
do.
I'm gonna be there on Monday for sure. What time does it start?
It starts at 3 p.m.
Okay, thank God. So at least I can
PM.
Do. Okay, fantastic. That's plenty. So, guys, even if you want to do a little something with the family, just make sure you're in by like 4. So you get the full experience.
Yeah, exactly.
I say, like, don't get there later than 4.
Yeah.
Also, it's a nice, you know, day party things are so nice.
That's the thing.
They're so nice.
That's
Let it roll
thing.
Into the evening. Enjoy the sun, the
yeah.
vibes, the daytime.
That's it.
Because Alchemists look real different in the day than they do at
it
night.
It does. It actually does. Yeah.
It really do. Yeah. It really do. So, okay, I'm really looking forward to that. I'll absolutely be there.
For sure. For sure. So that'll be dope. In terms of other performances, mm-hmm. we have so much more coming up. I, unfortunately, on this one, can't say.
Yeah.
But all I can say is just, you know, keep watching, keep tuning in with everything we're doing. And
he said, watch this space.
We're going to make Kenya very proud.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure and never a chore, baby.
Pleasure is always mine.
All right, let's go ahead and get it. It is the hour where you let us know exactly what it is you want to listen to. So do that. At The Hype 984 at Listen to Slick. Slick Cobain is going to do what he does best. At Wanjira L, I'm going to continue to give you all that knowledge and give away them tickets. Want to follow Fully Focus? Make sure you do at Fully Focus across the socials. Also, make sure you follow our girl at Sophia Nzao. She is really doing incredible things, and we just love to see our own winning. It's just, it's a really, really nice feeling. Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, guys. Real proud.